From the House of Representatives, March 3, 2017. Message number 508, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill number 218, Motor Vehicles Registration Fees. Ayes 42, noes 18. Message number 510, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill number 55, Spending Policy Amendments 2. Ayes 54, noes 6. Message number 507, Mr. President, the House failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill number 50, Limitations on Delegates, Constitution Amendment Conventions. Ayes 28, noes 28, excused 4. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk. Oh. Message number 509, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate File 156, State Government Efficiencies. Ayes 44, noes 16. Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Members of the Senate, today is turning out to be no different than it's been for a while. Waiting on something to happen. I'm not going to mention anything about where it might be. We have a couple options here, members of the Senate. My inclination is to continue to wait and try to wrap this thing up. Believe it or not, they're now debating on trying to bring back House Bill 37, teacher accountability. And they're telling us to pound sand. It was kind of interesting. I'm not going to tell you who was saying that, but that was sort of interesting. If you wanted to be entertained, you could go down there and watch. Anyway, that's not an editorial comment. That's not for the Senate. That's just me. So I apologize to all of you for saying that. I shouldn't say that. So what I'd like to do is we'll work a little bit here. I'd like to order in a pizzas for us and stick around, but I'm not going to take a motion or anything. Just a straw poll. How many of you want to kind of, I think we could probably be done in 2 or 3 hours, and go ahead and we'll order dinner in. And the other option we have is to, if we adjourn and come back tomorrow, cost the state $35,000 more. And, you know, we're talking about trying to save money, and everybody's talking about how we're being mean and vicious and cutting. I'd soon stick around. So how many of you would like to continue to wait to try to do the job we were elected to do? Okay. Thank you very much. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Privilege of the floor.
I would ask for privilege of the floor, Mr. President.
You may have it.
I prefer black olives and pepperoni. No, there's always pineapple and Canadian bacon, and those people, let's just get rid of those people right now.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I like to have a couple beers with my pizza, so if you could go in the little pony kegs.
Senator Hicks, one time we found ourselves like this before, and we made the big mistake of adjourning and coming back in a couple of hours. And oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Just to offer something for the body, you know, we took action on House Bill 80, and as you know, that was the Transportation Network Company Bill. You've probably seen online today in some news articles that a particular company is already launching today. I've had the great privilege of already taking a couple of rides. And so for all the hard work that we have, I'm just so thankful and proud that we are giving people jobs. And that happened today by our swift action. And so thank you, everybody. I'm just so, so happy.
Swift action by the Senate. Thank you. Senator Office.
May I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
To follow on to that, if we did end up leaving for, say, 2 hours and then needed to be able to move about town in a reasonable way with very little liability, that would be a potential opportunity.
Well said, Senator Office. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to do a couple of things now. One is signing of enrolled acts.
Yeah.
Tender enrolled act number 85.
Senate Enrolled Act number 85, corrected copy, being original Senate file 127, an act relating to consumer protection.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 85, being original House Bill Senate file 127. I have so signed. Do we have any other? We have. Okay, we're going to vote on some. Before we do this, maybe, let's see. Senator Ron Flatern, would you go out and see if you could get enough pizza headed here with some Diet Cokes or something for 30 and plus staff? Or Alan, could you, who could, Judy will take care of that. Let's get some, we want sausage and pineapple. I heard all it, no. Who wants sausage and pineapple? Oh, nobody. Pepperoni, sausage and pineapple. You know, senators, what we could do is we could just do our interim work in the next 2 hours. Okay. Well, thank you, Senator. I'll help you, too, if we need some extra money.
I have one.
How soon are we voting on something?
Right now. We're going to do a couple of joint conference committee reports. Do you all have them? Sure. Message from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 3, 2017, message number 511. Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate File 77, Capital Oversight Group Membership. Ayes 42, noes 18. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Burns, are you ready for the Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to House Bill 218, Motor Vehicles Registration Fees, being Senate Message number 461?
Well, Mr. President, can we wait about 45 minutes? Or I can do it now.
Reading clerk, please read it in.
Joint Conference Committee number 1 report, House Bill 218, Motor Vehicles Registration Fees, reference Senate Message number 461, signed by Representatives Larson, Baker, and Walters, Senators Burns, Peterson, and Driscoll.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee report number 1 to representing House Bill 218 and ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, when we sent this bill out, we had added some good amendments that brought in apportionment in the commercial sector. And apparently the House did not like that, did not concur, so we had a joint conference committee on it. And it was pointed out through testimony to them that the additional money that would be raised from commercial apportionment would actually be paid for about 80% by out-of-state businesses. With that, they still didn't particularly like it, but they did agree that instead of a 15% increase in the fees, there would be a 10% increase in fees. So we agreed to that, Mr. President. Keeping it, we didn't think it was particularly smart, but we had to keep in mind that this that the original non-concurrence was 45 to 15. So we had I'd call it a knowledge gap to overcome down at the other end of the building. And they still had a very lively debate. I think that a few of the debates I heard were oxygen deprived. But, Mr. President, I think we should pass this Joint Conference Committee, because if we don't, with us taking general funds away from YDOT, we would be taking an additional $41, $42 million from them.
Further discussion? Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, this bill really raises the rates on 80,000 and up, and a lot of vehicles travel 80,000 pounds and up. I notice it's $25 for each 2,000 pounds, and then on the other one it's $50 for each additional 2,000 pounds. You're really raising the fees for everything over 80,000 pounds, which there's a lot of traffic on the highway over 80,000 pounds. I agree with the good senator from Goose Creek that we need to get this thing through. But just so everybody knows, you really raised the price on 80,000 up on this bill.
Anybody else for the first time? Senator Burns, wow, for your second time.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to point out that this is two aspects of this. One is this is apportioned between the various states, so the truck, so the large truck doesn't have to necessarily pay the entire thing just through the state of Wyoming. In addition, the Wyoming portion is actually, even with this increase, the lowest of all the states in the nation that a truck crossing from coast to coast would pay.
Okay. The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 218, Motor Vehicles Registration Fees, Senate Message Number 461. You've been asked to vote aye. If you vote aye, you vote to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Agar, aye. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye, Barnard. Aye, Boner.
Aye.
Aye, Bouchard.
No.
No, Burns.
Aye.
Aye, Case.
No.
No, Christensen.
Aye.
Aye, Cope.
Aye.
Aye, Dockstetter.
No.
No, Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye, Ellis.
No,
Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye, Hastert.
Aye.
Aye, Hicks.
No.
No, Kinski.
No.
No. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins? Excused.
Excuse.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Agar? Agar, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 17, aye, 12, no, 1, excused.
By your vote, you voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 218, Motor Vehicles Registration Fees, being Senate Message Number 461. Who's doing this one? Who's doing 55? Senator Peterson, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 55, being spending policy amendments? Thank you, Senator Peterson. Reading clerk, please read that in.
Do we have it on there?
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report, House Bill 55, Spending Policy Amendments 2, reference Senate Message Number 307, signed by Representatives Wilson, Harshman, and Steinmetz, Senators Peterson, Kinski, and Nethercott.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Joint Conference Committee Report as for the body's favorable recommendation to approve Joint Conference Committee Report, Sending Policy Amendments 2, reference Senate Message Number 307. This was House Bill 55. This was the House bill, Senators, if you remember, Mr. President, that we had the stepped approach on the spending policy on the Permanent Wyoming Mental Trust Fund, as well as the Common School Permanent Trust Fund and the Higher Education Endowment Fund. We handed out a paper earlier today, has the three columns. If you'd want to refer to that, it gives you the current law. It was all at 5%. Of course, our proposal was to take that, step it down from 5 to 4 over a five-year period. You'll see underneath the current law, the next line or group of lines is the Joint Conference Committee 1, House Bill 55. It takes 2018 to 2022. In the first column to the left, you'll see the Permanent Wyoming Mental Trust Fund. And we would keep that at 5 instead of stepping down beginning 2019, would remain that, keep that at 5, and then start the step down 2021 and 2022 at 4.75%, and then 2022 at 4.50%. Same thing. We did the same thing on the Common School Permanent Trust Fund. That's the second column, starting our step down in the fourth year, 4.75 and 4.50. And then the last one was the Higher Education Endowment Fund. Our proposal was basically starting that at 5% and then stepping that down 4.75, 4.50, 4.25 down to 4% over the 5 years. We decided to keep that at 4.75 for the next 4 years after this 5% in 2018. You can see the differences in the third line or group of lines, what that would mean. It basically, same philosophy throughout this session, Mr. President. I think the other House enjoys the game of kick the can, and this was the compromise between their House and this particular House, and so I would ask for the body's concurrence and acceptance of this Joint Conference Committee report.
Further discussion? The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 55, Spending Policy Amendments 2, being Senate Message Number 307, and you've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye, you vote to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin? Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard? No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe? Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 55, Spending Policy Amendments 2, reference Senate Message Number 307. Members of the Senate, the list I have shows 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 left. The ones that we have out there are now the rebirth of House Bill 37, I believe, teacher accountability. House Bill 58, which I believe we have a report being prepared. House Bill 123, nope, that's done. House Bill 197, Senator Christensen, that is done. Marijuana, gone. Bye-bye. House Bill 236. House Bill 236, Senator Coe, we're drafting that one. So let me say one more time, we have House Bill 37, accountability, House Bill 236, school finance, and the overrides. And House Bill 58, excuse me. Senator Office.
President, I have it on good authority that House Bill 37 is re-dead.
Would someone care to some English major tell me what re-dead means? Is that redact with a dead column? Senator Kinski.
Mr. President, rising to the point of order and clarifying my senator from the ivory tower, I think he meant to quote the Wizard of Oz and say it's truly Uli dead.
A house fell on it.
Anything else? Senator Meyer, you want to come up here? House will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. Did I say House? Yeah, you know why? Why do I have the House on my mind? I think I know why. The Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
I'm trying to figure out.